Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have four guests, Barb Jorgensen, Diane McLaren, Saren Robinson, and David Williams. And some people will already have guessed we're going to talk about the Atlantic Garden Walk because these folks have been involved with garden walks for a long time. But Barb, we're going to start with you. You're kind of new to this garden walk stuff, and that's because there's a new sponsor. Right? Isn't the Master Gardeners sponsoring this year? Sort of. Oh, working with these other folks, of course.
That's correct.
Yes.
Yeah, we're
okay.
Working hard.
Okay. So you're going to give us the lowdown on time and tickets.
Okay. The Garden Walk is going to be Saturday, June 25th. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The tickets are going to be $5 each, and they're going to be available at either the Little Cobbler or Rex Pharmacy. We are asking that you purchase your tickets in advance, because they will not be available at the gardens.
Okay. And when you say advance, though, they could purchase them on Saturday, correct? It's just before you go to a garden.
That's correct.
Okay. So go down, if you haven't gotten them ahead of time, go downtown Saturday morning and get your ticket at Little Cobbler or at Rex Pharmacy. $5, what a deal, because I understand there are five gardens. I mean, I think that is a deal. And we're going to hear about the first one from Saren Robinson.
Okay, the first garden is Burials, and it's on Chestnut Street, and it would be around 15th Street, but we'll talk about that a little later, how you can park best. Burials have beautiful peony bushes going up the driveway, and when you get back into there, behind their house and beside their house, there are wonderful places to sit. There's wonderful plants back there. The trees are big. It's just makes it so that you would like to sit different places and look different places. And both the Burials work very hard on the outside, and it is just a wonderful backyard with all kinds of special things to look at. You'll really enjoy it.
And I think one of the things that happens on these garden walks is we get ideas from being at these places. And I think it's sort of difficult. To me, it's difficult, maybe not to other people, to move into that area of where you can plan so you can sit down and enjoy everything and not just work, work, work.
Well, yes, but I think it's just a great idea for having people come and visit you, and you can sit outside and eat, and they've just done a wonderful job. They have great big urns that are planted. They have all kinds of different things, and it's a quiet area in Atlantic, although they have deer, and so they can probably talk about, you know, the problems that they face with deer.
All right, that's a good thing to ask them because they'll be around. Okay, next we're going to go over to Diane McLaren, and she's going to tell us about a couple more of the gardens.
I'm going to talk about Larry and Sarah Victoria and Matt and Jenny Williams. The thing that's unique about their gardens is they share a yard space in the back, and they decided to go together and plant a garden, so it's kind of a fun idea on how neighbors can actually make backyards look good and share the love of gardening. Victoria's yard, when you drive up, you see this gorgeous brick home with hosta in front. You go around the back to this wonderful hidden garden almost. You would never know it was back there with herbs and flowers close to the house. You walk down a path and go through an arbor that has wisteria that came from Larry's mom's farm. He had no idea how many years old it was, at least 50 to 60, he said. Continue on down a path to a gazebo with flowers that surround that. It's very tranquil back there. It's very quiet back there. Jenny and Matt Williams, who are their neighbors, are just getting started in gardening. They have a lot of hosta. And Jenny's mom has been on the garden tour before, so she has a love of flowers and is just getting started with her backyard gardening. So I think it's just a nice surprise to see what's back there and see how neighbors can truly share the love of gardening with each other.
Yeah, that's a nice plus to do that sharing. And like you say, so many times you drive by a house and you have no idea what's in the back. They might keep a very neat front yard, but maybe not real interesting. And then you go to the back and it's, wow, what an escape from kind of the world around us. So, David Williams, you're going to tell us about a couple more.
Right. We have two more neighbors. We kind of have this neighbor thing going, and hopefully that'll progress over the years, too. Sherry Schluter And Mike and Patty Waters are neighbors on Laurel Street. And I don't know who inspires who, but it works, and it works really well.
Probably each other. It's a shared thing.
I think so, yeah, because, you know, I think going along with being a gardener, you're never just a gardener. You know, there's so many other things that are involved with it, and, you know, being a collector, and that's kind of a fun thing because Sherry's definitely a collector of plants. You'll see some fun different plants, and you'll see some really unique containers and planters, how things are used, and it's just a fun space to walk around. And Mike and Patty's is planted very nicely too. There's some beautiful berms in the front yard with perennials, a lot of different perennials in both yards, as well as annuals, but just fun spaces, birdhouses, some unexpected things I'm not going to give away. You're going to have to pay your $5 and come see them.
That's right. Those surprises are the really fun things. Now, you mentioned berms, and sometimes those are natural. Sometimes we have to build them. Are any of the five places including hills? Because sometimes that's a real challenge. Anybody going to be able to give some ideas about that?
I think so. I think you'll notice in the Victoria Williams neighbor's garden there, it's, I wouldn't say a hill, but it's a nice slope downward away from the house. So I think you'll get some really good ideas on what to do there. Mm-hmm. And burials also, you know, they're kind of at the top of the hill on Chestnut, and the front yard slopes down. So, yeah, I think slopes more than hills, maybe.
Yeah, that's probably a better word for it. But sometimes those prove to be some challenges, so it's kind of nice to see some things that are planted like that. Now, you've all mentioned kind of where the locations are, but if people are like me, they're going, huh, where are these? So how do people find these?
Well, the tickets will be available at the Little Cobbler and Rex Pharmacy. And when you purchase your ticket for $5, you open that up, and there's the map with the not really a map, but the name and addresses with the description of the gardens. And we left space on the back so you can take notes this year, too. Okay. That's always been kind of a popular thing. And when you're out there looking through all these lovely gardens and you get all inspired, think of yourself for next year, because we'll be looking for gardens for next year.
Okay. Another thing, in addition to taking notes, would it be appropriate if people want to bring their cameras? Is that allowed?
You know, I think that's something you need to check with each of the gardeners on. For the most part, I think it's acceptable, but, you know, I think it's always polite to ask first.
So bring your camera, but ask. But all the hosts will be on the property, correct?
Most of the hosts will be there. Mike and Patty will be out of town, but they will have some people there. So, you know, if there's questions that come up, we'll be prepared for that.
Okay. Saren, I want to come back to you. You've worked on this garden tour along with several of these other folks for quite a while. What do you think is the best thing about a garden walk? I mean, what do you get out of it? You've been on it. You've helped organize it. You go and visit. What's kind of the thing that you enjoy most about the garden walks?
I love meeting the people and seeing how they work. And the other thing is that there's things that you can always come back to and put in your own garden. You think, oh, I know how to solve that problem because someone else has done it. And it really helps you with your own yard. Although when the houses have a lot of shade, mine doesn't have shade anymore. So I've had to kind of change my gardens. Mm-hmm. Another thing that's going to be neat this year is that you can park in one place between two of the gardens centers and just walk like a half a block. That's the easiest way to do it.
Get a little exercise. Don't run around looking for a place to park. It's not much, but a little bit. Walk and talk. You know, most people go with a friend, and you can kind of share your ideas. And there's often so many things to see that one person can't see it all anyhow.
Right. That is very true. Or they'll have an idea of what to do, or they'll say, oh, look, there's the answer that I can use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So sharing those ideas is great. Barb, final time, date, and price of tickets.
Okay, once again, it's going to be Saturday, June 25th from 10 to 3 p.m. The tickets are $5 each, and they will be available at Rex Pharmacy or the Little Cobbler.
Okay, thanks to all of you for visiting with us. And that was Barb Jorgensen, Saren Robinson, Diane McLaren, and David Williams. And until next time, remember, you can't change the direction of the wind, but you can adjust your sails.